Tailin's work includes images of life inside Burma's prisons and his hopes for freedom. The 41-year-old artist spent 6 years in jail as a political prisoner before a review of his case in 2004 led to his release. A contemporary artist known widely in Burma before his detention, Tailin says he couldn't face the prospect of life without expressing himself through art, while his comrades outside continued their work.
I thought they forgot me. You know, that is why I really wanted to tell them, I'm here, don't forget me.
His ingenuity in managing to create these artworks from a prison cell is nothing short of astounding.
I found some piece of glass, I found some prisoner, I found cigarette lighter, I used. But, so if I couldn't get the cigarette lighter or syringe, I can use my body.
Tailin used dinner plates, bowls, syringes taken from the hospital wing, and cigarette lighter wheels. His canvases were prison uniforms, bedrolls, and bamboo mats, many provided from other prisoners who would trade him materials for cigarettes and money. He built up a relationship with some of the guards who would smuggle in paints and smuggle out his artwork. This work is a self-portrait with a difference. It shows Tailin's face at the base of a peacock, the symbol of Burma's National League for Democracy party. It won a landslide election in 1990, but the country's military regime prevented the party from taking power. Tailin pressed his face into the bottom of the canvas. He used his feet to create peacock heads, bowls and plates for the feathers. It is his favorite work on display here. But Tailin regards himself as an artist, not a political activist, though he concedes political events can inspire great works. This portrait shows Nobel Peace Prize winner Aung San Suu Kyi, the leader of Burma's National League for Democracy. She spent 12 of the last 18 years under house arrest. Tailin had no access to photographs during his time in jail, so he asked other inmates for their memories of her appearance and used the needle and thread to create this piece. On his release from prison in 2004, Tailin held small exhibitions of his art in the Burmese capital, Rangoon. But he said he was warned it could get him into trouble with authorities, and eventually his work was brought safely to Europe. Tailin's prison artworks are currently being shown at Asia House in London, an organisation that works to bridge gaps between Western and Eastern cultures. Suzanne Chislett, VOA News, London.